Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm broadcasting live from Houston, Texas. I've been attending the Association of Small Business Development Centers conference, their annual conference, which they have around the country every year. It's a big deal. Probably about 1,200 people here from all representing the approximately 1,000 small business development centers across the country. And I'll tell you what, folks, I thought I knew about the SBDCs before I was the judge of this contest that they had. I thought I knew about who they served, who their customers were, who their clients were, the work that they did. I thought I was pretty knowledgeable about that, but I was wrong. I didn't know as much about them as I thought I did. And really, it really helped me. And I'm telling you this story for a reason, ladies and gentlemen, because I think it's going to be some information. I think it will be some information that will help you. And that what I learned is that, well, let me tell you what I thought I knew. And you tell me if this sounds like what you think you thought you knew about SBDCs, Small Business Development Centers. I thought the people who came into SBDCs were startups, brand spanking new companies, people who didn't know if they were washing or hanging out. People didn't know who wanted to be in business, but maybe they didn't even know what a business was. They had no experience of any kind. They didn't even know what kind of business they wanted to go into, all the way up to people who had a pretty good idea. They had an idea. They had a business model they wanted to develop. They just needed a little bit of help. Well, that is all true. All the things I just said are true. But what I didn't know, what I didn't really appreciate, I guess I should say, because it doesn't surprise me, I just didn't appreciate the fact that small business development centers all over the country are helping mature businesses as well. They're helping small companies that have been in business 20 years, 30 years. These are people who, and I'll tell you one of the reasons why that's happening. A lot of businesses are having a challenge morphing their 20th century business model into one that is competitive in the 21st century. They're having a challenge reinventing themselves. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a business in the 21st century that was in existence in the 20th century, even if it was only 5 years in the 20th century, maybe even only 6 months, if you haven't reinvented yourself into a 21st century, into a model, a business model, that can be viable and effective in the 21st century, then you may be in jeopardy. You may be in danger. And I'm not trying to frighten you. Well, maybe I am just a little bit. But I am trying to give you some tough love. And that tough love is that please make sure that you pay attention to what you're doing now and make sure that it is competitive in the 21st century. And if you're concerned about that, if you do a little audit of your own business and you're concerned about whether you are or not, good for you. Because if you're concerned, that means you probably got some exposure. And so one of the alternatives that I'd like for you to turn to, I'd like for you to consider, especially if you've been like me and you had a little bit of a misunderstanding or an underappreciation for how much SBDCs can help you, I'd like for you to find your local small business development center, probably going to be associated with a local college or university. The Chamber of Commerce will know where they are. If that would be a very quick phone call to make, call the chamber and ask them. They'll know where the SBDC is nearest you. Call them up and make an appointment to go see them. And go down as the dozens of people do every week, every day probably, at the SBDCs across the country. Go down to see them. or maybe they'll even come to see you. They're pretty busy, and they're not overstaffed, I'll tell you that, folks. But go down to see them. Tell them what's going on. Tell them what you're working on, and then see what they see if they have some ideas that can help you. See if they've got some things that these are professionals. These are business professionals who have dedicated their life, to helping people just like you. And I know you're going to find friendly people. I know you're going to find people who care about what you're doing. And I'll tell you something else. There's an excellent chance they're going to get invested in what you're doing. There's an excellent chance they're going to get excited about the opportunity to help you. They're not just going to help you because that's their job. I'm going to predict that they're going to actually get excited about what you're excited about and that they'll help you. Let me tell you one other thing that they have the ability to do. They have an outstanding ability to know about some of the top products and services, the best products and services that are out there available to you, because for one thing, when they come to this annual conference, they find out about those things. They learn about those things. They see the vendors that are here in the exhibit hall, and they find out which is the best accounting software, which is the best business planning software, whatever the topic may be, who's got a good voice over IP, who's got the best discounts on office supplies, things like that. They know those things, and so when you show up at their organization, when you walk into an SBDC, you get the benefit of that. You get the benefit of years of service, maybe in their own business, working for someone else, and probably years and years of service to people just like you. And so what I'd like to recommend is that if your business is hitting on all cylinders, you can't spend all the money you're making, you have no unhappy customers, the 21st century looks like a big bowl of cherries. You couldn't be more excited about how things are going. Then forget all the things I just said. But if that's not the case, go by and see one of the professionals at the Small Business Development Center nearest you. And by the way, as far as I know, with very few exceptions, what they offer you, the services they offer you, will cost you nothing. And so check that out when you get a chance. Sam Richter is sitting in front of me. That's right. We're going to do a face-to-face interview with my friend Sam Richter. He's with James J. Hill Reference Library. And he and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Though you keep on saying you really, really, really love me, do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.